Title: April 16th Update, Key FDA Actions for COVID-19 Devices and Therapies. Content: As reported earlier here, FDA is taking steps to increase the availability of personal protective equipment, PPE, and COVID-19 diagnostic tests, support the development of therapeutics, and facilitate remote patient access to healthcare providers. Key FDA regulatory developments since our last update include new emergency use authorizations, EUAs, for face shields, N95 respirator decontamination systems, and equipment to treat respiratory failure. PPE, personal protective equipment, decontamination of N95 respirators. On April 12, FDA granted an EUA to Advanced Sterilization Products, ASP, for its STERRAD sterilization systems for decontaminating N95 or N95 equivalent respirators for reuse by a single user. FDA issued on April 9 a similarly scoped EUA to Steris Corporation for certain of its sterilization systems. N95 equivalent respirators include KN95 respirators, China, authorized under the Emergency Use Authorization EUA, for non-NIOSH approved respirators made in China and respirators identified in Exhibit 1 of the EUA for imported non-NIOSH approved respirators, which, to date, includes one model from South Africa. FDA reports that the authorizations will permit the decontamination of potentially 4 million N95 or N95 equivalent respirators per day for reuse by healthcare professionals. KN95 respirators, China. As previously reported, FDA issued an EUA for non-NIOSH approved respirators made in China, which made KN95 respirators eligible for authorization if certain criteria are met, including evidence demonstrating that the respirator is authentic. Under the EUA, eligible KN95 respirators, which are not NIOSH approved, must meet one of three criteria, such as marketing authorization in another country or third-party testing to show conformance with performance standards. The updated list of authorized KN95 respirators is here. Face shields. On April 9, FDA issued a letter of authorization for the emergency use of face shields in healthcare settings. Under the EUA, the face shields should include labeling for single or multiple use and instructions for cleaning and/or disinfection, if applicable, may not contain flammable materials, or warn against use near high heat, and may not represent that the shield alone will prevent infection from viruses or microbes. Manufacturers do not need to apply for authorization, as in other EUAs issued during COVID-19. Instead, FDA will notify manufacturers that their shields have been authorized through a public announcement, here. As of April 13, FDA had not posted a list of authorized face shields. Face masks, respirators, gowns, gloves. As reported earlier, FDA hosted a webinar on April 6, 2020 describing its enforcement policy for PPE, including face masks, respirators, gowns, and gloves. The slides can be found here. According to FDA enforcement policy, the agency does not intend to object to distribution and use, including importation, of certain PPE when labeled and/or tested in accordance with FDA's enforcement policies for face masks/respirators and for gowns/other apparel. Diagnostic tests, SARS-CoV-2 tests. On April 15, FDA intends to host a virtual town hall for clinical laboratories and commercial manufacturers developing diagnostic tests. The meeting is intended to help answer technical questions about the development and validation of tests for SARS-CoV-2. To date, 34 emergency use authorizations have been issued for COVID-19 diagnostic tests. Serological tests. FDA has authorized one EUA for a serological test that is intended for use by clinical laboratories. Serology tests identify the antibodies, IgM, IgG, to SARS-CoV-2, but do not diagnose the virus itself. Developers of serological tests may market their tests once they have been validated and notification is provided to FDA. DTC tests. FDA has not yet authorized a DTC COVID-19 diagnostic test. Therapeutics chloroquine phosphate and hydroxychloroquine. On April 13, FDA announced that it will issue product-specific guidances for chloroquine phosphate and hydroxychloroquine sulfate to support generic drug development for these drugs. Preliminary studies determining the effects of chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine against SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, have been promising, and on March 28, FDA authorized the emergency use of the drugs for treatment in certain patients who are HO.